Good morning. I want to welcome you to church this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 14. John 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you for the peace that you give to us. And I pray as we come into your presence that you would allow us to experience you and know you in a deeper way, and help us to just pray and cry out to you and pour out our hearts to you this morning, and we want to worship you, God, through all that we do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let me read to you that verse one more time. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And as I was praying yesterday, thinking about what to say at EMP, I really felt like this was the word for us, that God wants to give us peace in this time. So just a little bit of context where this is coming from. This is Jesus' last talk with his disciples, last discourse with the disciples before he is crucified on the cross. And in chapter 13, you see Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and then he's talking about his betrayal, and he's talking about going somewhere that nobody else will be able to follow. So Peter, at the end of chapter 13, Peter boldly says, "What? What do you mean no one is going to be able to go with you? I'm going to go with you. Even if you get killed, even if we all get killed, I'm going to continue to go with you." And Jesus gives him this really sobering response. He says, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." So you have to imagine how the disciples would have reacted to that. You know, they're gathered together, they're eating a meal, and they're hanging out, and then Peter says boldly, and this is probably, they're used to Peter saying these things, right? Because he was the leader of the group, the outspoken one. So he's saying, "I'm going to go after you. I'm going to go with you wherever you go." And Jesus says, "Will you really? You're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows." So the disciples would have been shocked and confused. They're like, "What? Like, what is going on?" And then he starts off with verse 1 of chapter 14, which he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So I believe what Jesus is doing is he is concerned with the disciples, and he is concerned about bringing them comfort and encouragement in this time. Because this time for the disciples is a time of uncertainty, a time of they're faced with the unknown, and they feel lost, confused, and worried about what's going to happen. Because their teacher, the person that they've followed for 3 years, is saying, "Hey, I'm going to go. And you're not going to be able to follow. And someone's going to betray me." And basically, he's talking about his own death. So the disciples are worried. Plus, on top of that, he says, "And you're all going to desert me. You're all going to leave me. You're going to disown me." So then they're even more worried. But Jesus stops and says, "Well, but don't worry. Don't let your hearts be troubled." And he begins this, almost all of 14, I believe, is a way that Jesus wants to really bring comfort and encouragement to the disciples as they're faced with the unknown. And he ends this chapter 14 by leaving them with this blessing of peace, which we just read. So I believe many of us can identify with a situation like this, where we are leaving our comfort zone, we're leaving what we are familiar with, and entering into a time of uncertainty, unknown, and we feel lost, confused, worried, and we need this word of peace that God brings to us as we come into His presence. I want to talk about this word peace. According to the Strong's Concordance, this peace, this is written in Greek, but the way Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you," is a common Hebrew greeting, and they would have used the word shalom, and that word shalom means completeness, wholeness, health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfectness, wellness, fullness, rest, harmony, the absence of agitation or discord. And it means to be complete, perfect, or full. So it's not just peace. There's so many other things when they give the blessing, shalom, right? It's this wholeness, fullness, being complete, you know, in the Lord, health, all those great things. And I just want to note three things about what Jesus says here in this passage. He says, first of all, peace I leave with you. The peace that Jesus gives to us, He says, I'm going to leave it with you. He's not just giving it to us temporarily or lending it to us for a time. He says, I'm going to leave this with you. You know, when I give something, if I'm lending something to someone, hey, I'm going to lend it to you, but I want it back, right? But if I say, but I'm just going to leave it here, it's almost like that's a permanent thing. And you know why He can say that is because this peace comes from the Holy Spirit. If you read the whole of this chapter, Jesus talks twice about, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. I'm giving you the Spirit of truth, the advocate, the comforter. And He's the one that comes alongside of us. And Galatians 5 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And the Holy Spirit is given to every believer, and He is in us. So we can operate in peace. We can operate in this shalom that comes from God. And it's not just a peace that He gives to us one time, temporarily, and then we're going to be taken away, or the peace is going to be taken away. He says, peace I leave with you. Permanent. It's yours to take. It's yours to operate out of, because it comes from the Holy Spirit that is in you. And secondly, Jesus says, and this is so key, He says, peace I leave with you, and He says, my peace I give to you. My peace. This peace is not just any peace. This is the peace that Jesus had. And we have to think about how much peace Jesus walked in while He was on the earth. Think about how secure Jesus was while He was here, how confident He was, how peaceful Jesus was, how at rest He was when He was on the earth. And just imagine that, think about that, and then we need to recognize that that is what He gives to His disciples, and that is what He gives to us through the Holy Spirit. The way that Jesus operated on this earth, in peace, in security, in confidence, in wholeness, in completeness, that is the peace, that is the shalom that Jesus is offering to His disciples. It's nothing less than that. And that is what He wants to give to us through the Holy Spirit. And we know that this peace is not based on circumstances, right? Because Jesus is about to be hanged on the cross. As He is saying this talk with His disciples, He knows that in a few hours He's going to be crucified on the cross, forsaken from His Father, with all the sin of the world, you know, hanging on His shoulders, and He's still able to talk about this peace. And we know from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, you know, where He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds, right? This is peace that transcends understanding. This is not based on how well things are going in our lives. It is based on the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the presence of God in our lives. So this second point is that Jesus is offering to us his peace, the peace that he operated out of, and that is available to us. That's what he gives to us. And thirdly, he says, not as the world, he says, I do not give to you as the world gives. And so once again, this is a common Jewish greeting. They used to say, peace I leave with you. You know, that was kind of what they said. And I kind of liken it to how we say, if you're a Christian and you're at some level of spirituality, when you write an email, you say, God bless you. And that's what I do sometimes. Or I say, bless you. Or people say, blessings. And that's kind of a common greeting that we say. You know, God bless you. Or sometimes people will even say, you know, peace. You know, it's like, I offer you peace. Right? That's kind of the greeting. But Jesus is saying, but I'm not giving it to you. My greeting to you when I say peace I leave with you is not as the world gives, because the world says it flippantly. The world just offers it to you, but it's not even the real thing. When I say God bless, I'm not, sometimes I am really thinking God bless you, but usually it's just like a greeting, like God bless you. But imagine if Jesus were to say to you, God bless you. That's a totally different thing. If God himself comes to you and says, bless you. You know, that, I mean, you receive that blessing, you know? And Jesus is saying, I'm not giving it to you. I'm not offering this to you like the rest of the world does when they just say, peace I leave with you. My peace, I'm giving you the real thing. These guys give you just a mere glimpse, a taste of what the real thing is. But what I'm offering to you is the fullness of the shalom of God. And I'm giving it to you. And also, how does the world give to us? The world gives things, they're stingy. The world is stingy, and the world, it's based on your actions, based on how much you can earn. But Jesus is giving it to us freely, free of charge and abundantly. Jesus, God is an abundant God. So it's the fullness of shalom that Jesus is giving to us. And then lastly, he just says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's the exact same thing he says in verse 1. In verse 1 of chapter 14, he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. And he repeats that in this saying after he leaves them with a blessing of peace. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. And where it says, and do not be afraid, it should be translated, neither let it be afraid. So don't let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. And that word afraid is always used in a negative way. It's a fear that causes you to shrink away and shrink back. And he says, don't. The Holy Spirit is with you. And so I just want us to, apply this into our own lives. What are you going through right now where you need the peace of God? And the founder of IJM, I forgot his name, the founder of IJM, he was, one day he was convicted by the Holy Spirit, and he was at his personal retreat, and he was convicted by the Holy Spirit of his busyness and prayerlessness. And so he came back from that, and then he made his whole team in Washington, D.C. Whole team, they said, come 30 minutes earlier to work. So come at 8:30 to work, and you're going to spend that half an hour in stillness before the Lord, before you start your day. So he kind of made that a thing. So he had been doing it for many years, and one of the writers that I'm reading, she had a chance to interview him, and she basically, you know, asked him, what have you gained from the 30 minutes of silence and stillness and prayer that you and your team have been doing? And he says three things. One is humility. He gains humility by coming before the Lord every morning to be in stillness before the Lord. And number two is wisdom. Wisdom that comes from the Lord as he sits before in the presence of God in stillness. And then number three is peace. He says, I gain peace as I spend time with God in stillness. And this morning, I want to encourage us to do that. Come before the Lord in stillness, in quiet, and whatever you're going through. And man, this peace makes such a difference. It makes such a difference. If you can spend some time with the Lord and start operating in this shalom that Jesus gives to us, his peace that he operated out of, it makes an incredible amount of difference in the way you do things, in your attitude, in the emotions, emotional response, in your reactions to things. So this morning, let's go before the Lord and hear the words of Jesus when he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And let's just go into a time of worship. And as we sing this song, let's meditate upon this passage and allow the peace of God to come into our hearts.
So with you, still know you are God. I will be still know you are God. And I will be still know you are God.
Let's just continue to go before the Lord and just go before Him in stillness and in quiet and allow Him to come and give us His peace in this time. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's continue to lift up our brothers and sisters, their family members with cancer and going through chemo, and especially Jane's cousin, Vince, who needs a bone marrow match for his surgery. So let's lift up these members that's on the list. And I know we've been praying for them every day, but let's continue to pray with faith and let's be diligent in lifting them up before the Lord. Let's pray together. Let's go to second slide, community. Let's pray for our church family members who are sick but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God would reveal Himself to them. Let's pray that God would do a miracle in their lives. And let's also pray for others of us that are struggling with different infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing to come. Thank you. Let's go to our third slide and let's lift up our church members that are in search for a job. Let's pray for God's provision. Let's pray for God's encouragement and comfort, and that the peace of God would be over them even as they go through this difficult time. And let's pray that God would give them favor. So let's lift up our brothers and sisters that are in need of a job. Let's go to our Friday prayer focus. Let's pray for the local ministries that we have contact with. Let's pray for the local churches here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for YWAM Hong Kong. Let's pray for the YWAM ministries like Sports Services International, Shanti Ministry with Godwin, Masters Beauty with Fabi, Red Light District Outreach that Kelly runs. Let's pray for Face to Face to Jimmy. Let's pray for Zhengsheng College and Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. And let's just pray for these ministries that God will use them powerfully, but also help them to really minister out of intimacy with God and out of their being. So let's pray for these ministries in Hong Kong and the local churches. Let's pray for the mission trips. Indonesia, they're on the trip right now. They left on Wednesday, I believe. And let's pray for them that they'll have an amazing time. Let's pray that it'll be a powerful, very impactful time. If you can remember, one of the members, Yvain, her back was really hurting before she left, but she went anyway. God had been bringing some healing, but she was still in pain. So let's pray that God would really heal her completely as she is in Indonesia, Yvain. And let's pray for the Hong Kong trip. That's working with Shanti Ministries and doing a children's English camp for the Southeast Asia immigrant community out in Yuen Long. So let's pray that that will be really effective as well, that most of the families don't know God. So let's pray that it will be an opportunity for them to hear about God. So let's pray for those two things. Let's pray for the SP Ministries. Let's pray for the worship team, the sound team, the AV team. Let's pray for the welcoming hospitality team and the barista ministry. Let's pray that all those ministries will be able to operate out of intimacy with God, and that they'll be anointed as they do this, and they'll really be able to serve the church with a real love for the church. So let's pray for these ministries. Let's pray for the SP weekend activities. Tonight, the IP team will be gathering to pray together, so let's pray for that. And tomorrow morning, there is basketball for the guys, so if you could pray for that as well. And then this Sunday, let's just pray for the Sunday service. Let's pray for Pastor Sophia, who will be preaching the word. And pray for the worship team. Monica will be leading worship, so let's pray for that. And pray for the children's ministry that will be meeting on Sunday. And if you could lift up the youth group, we're going to Gateway Camp today, and then we'll be gone till Wednesday. So if you could pray, just pray for God moments for the kids, that God will really, they'll have encounters with the Lord, and it'll be just a powerful time. So please pray for the weekend activities. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word. Thank you that you call us to operate out of faith, God, and not out of fear. And that you give us your peace so that we can operate in faith. And I pray, God, if we're faced with different things, God, that make us afraid, I pray, Lord, that we will heed your word, where you say, do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. So I pray, God, that you'll help us, God, in whatever situation we're in. I thank you for your peace, and just I give you this day. Everything that we're doing today, may it glorify you and honor you and bring joy to your heart. Please watch over us today. And we want to worship you throughout this day and love you throughout this day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you guys. Have a great day today. And please spend some time in prayer at this time.